brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have returned from a globalist future city, a rotting hellhole of mind manipulation and degradation, Las Vegas. And I am loaded for bear. Or to quote Rowdy Rowdy Piper and They Live, I've come here to chew bubble gum and kick butt, and I'm all out of bubble gum. when we come back from break, I will launch the official news transmission of the day. And then the amazing syndicated radio host and comedian, Lionel, we had scheduled last week, will be joining us. By that, I look forward to having him on, but I am in a very volcanic mood. But I will attempt to give you short and sweet analysis on the other side. It's just you get into any subject and an entire library just opens up of information in the spoken word. How do you access said information? How do you deliver quadrillion terabyte downloads of data? Well, all I can do is get you to realize the archetypal coding that you already have. You already know all of this in your subconscious, in your soul, whatever you want to call it. That's what the globalists are always trying to keep that closed. They're always trying to block you from awakening, to keep you in deception, to keep you in darkness. And their whole system is about keeping you suppressed, the chemicals, the biologicals, all of it. They do not want you to become aware. Their entire system. Look, seek information, seek history, learn about the global elite, learn about their programs. I mean, I think about the hardcore nature. All the fact that we've written articles linked to the government documents, that it's ridiculous how much we can prove that this system is an extermination grid, and that most of us have already been implanted with hormonally triggered viruses that once we're seen as not useful, once our hormone system starts shutting down and cell division starts slowing down, triggers our untimely death. That's another epiphany. They want to kill us before we grow old, because then many people don't get on the right path till they're old, and it is a devilish design so that people won't spiritually awaken before they die. They say that life's a carousel, spinning fast, you got to ride it well. The world is full of kings and queens. Blind your eyes and steal your dreams. What are kings and queens? Princes and principalities, powers that be. Little officers of the God of this world. Themselves into the office, into the temporal power, into the little badges and outfits and monkey suits they wear. And they are always deceived themselves, because anybody that knew this stuff would never want to serve evil. But some would say that's predestined to a certain point. So that's their lot. And you have free will, but you don't. It's a complex thing. It's even hard to articulate. There are definitely some that are predestined to be evil. Because there's free will, but there's also your genetics. It's like a certain breed of dog is known to be gregarious and friendly and strong and brave. Other dogs are known to be neurotic and bite people and seek to perpetually urinate on your rug. That's the New World Order. But see, it's all about those that know how to manipulate, and they want to keep you down so they can enslave you with the manipulation. I am here, and you are here, to break those chains, to take off the blinders. We'll be back with the news. Stay with us.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Fights are breaking out in the Italian Parliament. Fires and rioting have spread all over areas of Greece. Significant new offers have been made to bondholders. They're talking about the EU being saved by transferring its power into this new financial union that is private and sets up a financial and physical dictatorship through the EU bureaucracy over the once sovereign countries. And that's not my analysis. I mean, I've been the first to break that down years ago. This was coming from reading globalist own documents and publishing, republishing, uncovering them here. But you've seen it. Anybody that follows financial news, we've shown you the articles here. We showed you some last hour where they openly state that the countries can't get out of it, that it is undemocratic, that it's authoritarian, and that Europe's being held hostage, and that it is a Euro superstate conspiracy takeover. Like, I saw a bunch of those in the Telegraph and even German papers last week. I never even got to them because it's so passe for us. I should be saying, see, we told you so. Here they are admitting it. It's right out in the open. And what does the London Telegraph and others have at their 5:35 Greenwich Mean Time update It said that the left parties in the German parliament have come out. And they're saying we must create the super Europe because it's bigoted to not. I mean, no facts, no why it's bigoted. It's just they're telling the left it's a left versus right fight. That's what they actually say here. They say it's a left versus right fight and that they must fight the bigots who don't want to have the banks take over that engineered the crisis. I mean, anytime I've ever talked about the New World Order, people say, why are you racist? They're like, what are you talking about? I'm talking about a global private corporate government. But see, they create a religion of political correctness where you don't want to be called racist. So soon there's not even charges or proof or even a story of how you're racist. It's just racist. I mean, I'm looking for restaurants if you don't like your food to say, are you racist? I mean, we already know if you complain about the TSA sticking their hands down your pants, newspaper reporters and others, we've read the articles, they call you a conspiracy theorist. Now, not liking someone to touch your genitals, who's not your wife or husband, that is a conspiracy theory. See, having a thought, having a view, having a soul, having a mooring, having a compass. And here's that news on the Vatican. Now, again, I get criticized by both sides of this divide and conquer. I have found the Catholic bashing crew to be duplicitous, liars, who make stuff up incessantly. People say, well, then counter it. I have countered stuff. It only makes people get more into it. And so if they just want to attack me all day, that's fine. I'll get the info out and not even respond to it. I mean, here's an example. About a year ago, Rob Jacobson comes in and goes, hey, we've got these emails, people asking us about Endgame 1.5. And I'm going, oh, yeah, I remember that. I think we put on PrisonPlanet.tv. It took about a week to make, right? Some internet clips, some of our stuff. He goes, yeah. I go, what is it? And he pulls up this Phyllis Schlafly clip. And I'm there, okay, what about it? And he goes, well, they're saying we went to a conservative CNP meeting and that you shot this. And I said, wait a minute, I remember this. Let me see the film. So I pull it up because I was trying to think that, you know, wow, did I go to one of those? You know, I mean, was I able, because I sent crews all over the place. And I know a little bit about them now because I've been accused of being part of it or something. So I researched it and then found out, you know, a decade ago I had Peter L. Scott on talking about it. That's the guy that, you know, talks about kind of the secret of conservative groups. Some of my guests have, gone to it. And I've asked them on air, what is it? But point is, side issue, I've never been there, never been approached by it. But this is like 4 years ago, we put out Endgame 1.5 or 3.5 years ago. So I said, let me look that up. And I pull it up and I go, well, that's a YouTube clip. And I said, it's about Law of the Sea. Because the people were saying we had gotten into there, so we must be members. And so I went and I typed in Law of the Sea Treaty, Phyllis Schlafly. And there was the clip on somebody's website on YouTube, still from 6 months before Endgame 1.5 came out. And I said, well, just send on their YouTube channel and their email, send the people that are saying this. But I don't usually respond to stuff, but I thought, I stood in Rob's office and I said, I have a feeling these people are government agents or they're just jealous. I said, send them the YouTube clip and tell them contact the guy who has that channel. And show them this. And we got responses back of, you're scum, we're going to get you. So people are saying, I go to secret meetings, here's the proof, I shot this video. I go, hey, that's Law of the Sea Treaty, Phyllis Schlafly, from 2007. We pull it up, there it is on YouTube, where we got it. And then the people respond by saying, well, Alex is a liar, he said Endgame is all his footage. Endgame 1.5 has got clips of Glenn Beck on his show and CBS, you know, all these channels. But then I realized this wasn't about the truth. This was about saying I work for the CMP. And you know, that's a wake up call that I knew that when I sent people proof of this, they didn't want that proof. They, for whatever reason, wanted to say that I'd done this. And again, I'm not even responding to something like this now because it's about me. It should be a okay, I got all this news to get to. But see, I start talking about the Vatican because then this connects to that. It brings up a whole data file on that. There are people that any time I have someone on who's Catholic, write articles saying that it's because I'm a Vatican warlock supreme commander. That's where those jokes come from. And then I'll also get attacked by Catholic groups anytime I do criticize something the Vatican's doing, and they'll always try to spin it and say, well, that's not really what the Pope meant, or that's not what the how this is interpreted, and you're just Catholic bashing. You know, I don't get up here and bash Chinese people because I don't like the communist Chinese. I don't get up here and bash Jews because I don't like what some of the political parties in Israel are doing, lobbying over here for gun control and stuff. I just want my guns. I'm not against the English or the British because they are a big part of the New World Order. That's the power structure there. Wherever you've got strong people or a strong group, you're going to have strong mafias over them. You understand that? Americans aren't overall bad people. They're in a trance. They're blind. They're manipulated. But I noticed when we wrote articles about this, when I was out of town over the last few days, people were attacking us for just quoting the Vatican, calling for world government and all this. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not here to bash you for whatever group or organization, unless you're consciously, you know, a member of the Satanist or something. And then that's a pathetic seeking after power as well. It's just, well, that's how I got off into the first story that popped in my mind about disinformation. My point is, it makes my head hurt to think about it because it's so ridiculous. You know, people that say I'm Catholic and all this stuff because I'm nothing against Catholics, but it's, you know, my identity is who I am. And my family's famous Protestants on record. You know, the Ayers family, Hammonds, others that came here with shiploads of Bibles because they were mad that people weren't allowed to practice Protestantism here in Texas. And, you know, to have people try to steal my identity of where I come from and, you know, who I am and my family raising Colonel Travis's son and who I am, it just shows that's what the New World Order does. It tries to get us all fighting with each other. But the truth is the truth. I mean, when Protestant groups come out and do evil New World Order stuff or push it, or people inside those groups do it, we have to stand up and speak out against it. When Catholic groups do things like that, it has to be spoken out against. It has to be discussed. Instead, they just want to get us fighting over the religious name or organization instead of the actual deeds. That's my point. And then later it was discovered the main guy that, you know, promotes that everything's Catholic run or whatever is connected to Israel and goes over there and does all these things. And again, that's how the globalists play each other off against each other. But again, I'm digressing because I've got all this news here in front of me and I've studied it. I want to go over it. It's just that each subject I get into, I want to get into detail. But regardless, when we wrote articles about this and linked to Reuters and others a few days ago, when all of this happened, we were being bashed by those in the comments saying we were covering up for the Vatican and then those saying we were bashing the Vatican. See, I mean, this is the idiocy. People afraid of information. It is a fact the Vatican was instrumental in setting up what's become the Euro and the Treaty of Rome in 1957. It is a fact that large elements of the Vatican helped establish Bilderberg Group. It is a fact that you can say whatever you want about this. This is a powerful organization. It's now wanting my bailout money, my tax money. That's where most of the bailout goes, is to Europe, to create this new Bank of the World that I'll pay all these taxes to. And they're spinning it like the Occupy Wall Street people, saying this is the moral response to the banks, is to give them all this power and set up this Bank of the World. So there's my point. Vatican Council calls for world government central bank. That's New American. Here's Reuters. Vatican calls for global authority on economy. Wraps idolatry in the market. I want to come back and more into this and then get into even bigger news. Feds order YouTube to remove video for containing government criticism.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you are an African-American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
In the 60s, the media spun the movement as sex and drugs, which was part of it, but then that dominated the view and the idea of it. Not getting healthy, not getting out of the system, not killing your television. You know, all the real things that really started got erased. The CIA brought LSD in. That's all declassified and actually put change agents in to take it over. I'm not even saying it was a good movement, bad movement. The point is it's not the movement it began as. And with anti-war, they infiltrate it with anarchists and things like that who aren't even anarchists. It's just a name they use as kind of a cutout. Like Anonymous. Anonymous could be good, it could be bad. The point is, it's these cutouts. And now Occupy Wall Street's kicked off by Democratic operatives. That's on record now. The Service Employees Union, now it's been released, Acorn, the Adbuster guys, all of that's been confirmed. And there's more reports coming out now every day on it. But still, there's a lot of good people there on the ground. The establishment puts the call out, doesn't say really what it's about. It's just anger at government, corruption, Wall Street. Then they show up, and now they're calling for sales taxes, national VATs on the general public. They're calling for Robin Hood taxes on people who are worth a couple million dollars, who they think are rich. That's the trillionaire controllers who control trillions worth hundreds of billions apiece. They want that new system to shut down their competition. And Jaron made the point. He said before they would always just spin it and say this is what they stand for, but now they can't spin it because any way you do, it's big banks. Banks are bad. Mega banks are out of control. So now they're just saying we don't know what they stand for. We don't know what they're pushing for. That way they can just totally ignore the whole thing and inject confusion into it. And yes, that's a way to ignore what they're actually saying. So when it's a group that they don't want to tell you what they're saying in the Fedders or people that want to claw back the money from Wall Street or folks that want a speculation tax on those type of derivatives, that's all ignored. But when it's a Democratic operative group in the crowd, they then get to be the spokesman. So they neutralize everybody that actually has something to say by just saying, we don't know what you want, and ignoring it. And then they only show the Democratic operatives. Then they let it come out that it's Democratic operatives. Then that makes it a left-right issue. So now conservatives and libertarians don't want to come out and demonstrate against banks because it's seen as liberal. When it was actually myself, Ron Paul, and others, I've been protesting the Federal Reserve for more than a decade. Ron Paul for 30 years. In the Fed stuff going on for 4 years, you see. So this is how they try to brand movements. It's multifaceted, and they have these top admin, these top pitch men, advertising people that sit around in these big government think tanks and corporate think tanks being paid millions of dollars a month in some cases to come up with slogans and systems, and they test them with talking points, then go out, and then local media knows that, well, I don't get orders from somebody. This is what locals basically operate under. Well, I don't get orders as an Austin American Statesman writer or as a local talk show host, but I know if I imitate the national people, I'll sound smart, and people that do that tend to move up. They see it as I'm copying the research of the national guys, and I'm copying their success, but really you're just copying a talking point. You see, as long as you control the central system, Brad Pitt wears a certain outfit. Everybody wants to wear it. Angelina Jolie wears a certain outfit. Women suddenly want to wear it. She gets a Kabbalah tattoo. 7-8 years ago, all the other women go out and get them. So people understand that basic programming that's going on. But what I'm here to try to do is to get people really looking for it, really seeing it. Because it's everywhere. And it's so inculcated that then even junior advertisement people imitate what they've seen on TV. Fast things moving quick, things flashing. I can't tell you how many times I've told my graphics people who aren't even conscious of this. They're great. Do not make an intro that's that fast. It's not subliminal, but it's close to subliminal. And I'm like, why did you do that? I'm like, well, that's what I see on the news. I'm imitating fast-moving things. And people aren't sophisticated enough to get, take like Police State 4. When the graphics came in, some of the video graphics, it was twice as fast. And I said, slow that down by double. I said, slow it down by triple. But when you did that, it looked blocky and didn't work. And I said, okay, just by double. I'm in a hurry. I want to get this out. So it flashes a badge and says, fear, submit. But that's more like, because I talked to the graphics, I said, why'd you do that? He said, well, that's like the obey shirts. I mean, we're not actually saying obey. But it's supposed to make you see they're telling you to obey. But the reason I tell that story is to just illustrate how we're all so programmed that we then repeat the programming even though we're not conscious of it. You see what I'm saying?
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Today is going to be the day that they're going to throw it back to you.
Okay, here's the deal. I am so reflective on the amazing things that I've witnessed in the last few days that I haven't even gotten in a lot of the bombshell news. It's all up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I will be covering it all with Lionel in the next hour. I want to go to a detailed piece, 5 days in the making. Aaron's been working on it intensely. And I haven't given it a title yet. It's going to go up on YouTube later. And I want to premiere it here for people watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv and for the radio listeners. But if you're a radio listener, you'll be able to see it later when we post it on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It should be up there by tonight. But we're going to premiere it here. He just finished it this morning. I wanted to go over this, though. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the magnitude of this. Feds order YouTube to remove video for containing government criticism. U.S. authorities hit Google with 70% rise in takedown orders, and they're admitting now that they're going to take websites down without court orders. The feds will just do whatever they want, and ICANN and the UN will. That was announced last week. Glenn Beck has come out and admitted that the EAS system next month is going to do a forced takedown of all radio and TV with takeover boxes that have been wired in. I, of course, exposed this in 2000. I exposed it in 96. I exposed it this year. We have a video going over that that everybody should watch now. Beck, EAS test allows feds to seize control of communications. Here's our article from February 8th on video. Obama launches total takeover of media emergency alert system. And again, all these grids are going in. And here's another one. This is on Drudge Report right now. It was top of the page. Just move to the right-hand side, drudgereport.com. New streetlights to have Homeland Security applications. High-tech security to include speakers, video surveillance, emergency alerts. This is just one company. It's already been in place for 14 years. It's just going in everywhere. Directly out of 1984. Now, I want to go to this video paralleling the genetic Armageddon, the genetic takeover that is the end of humanity as we know it. This is extremely powerful and of the greatest import. Stay with us. When we come back, I'll get into all the other news. We'll be right back. Stay with us. In the 1950s, Universal Pictures put out a classic sci-fi horror film, The Thing. And it's been likened to a carrot from outer space they dig up in the snow that had crashed in Antarctica on the South Pole of this planet, dug it up, and then it was basically a shapeshifter that would devour its prey and then copy them. And then, of course, they had the John Carpenter classic in 1982, which is probably one of the best sci-fi horror films ever made, in my humble opinion. But you see, we live in the real world, and truth is stranger than fiction. No, we haven't had an alien that crashed millions of years ago in Antarctica that's been thawed out and is now at a research facility absorbing the crew with an eye towards invading the mainland and taking over the entire biosphere of the planet Earth. No, 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 no. That's not happening. And, of course, they're now re-releasing basically a remake of the 1982. From the reviews I've read. No, I'm talking about the real thing. The real deal. I'm talking about genetic engineers, transhumanists, working for the globalist, who in their own words admit, going back to the 1970s, that they had a plan to patent every major food crop and then every major life form, prolific life form on this planet, and put artificial genes, genetics, DNA, RNA into them to manipulate viruses, bacteria. And now that's been done with tens of thousands of different species. In some cases, hundreds of different species are being spliced together. You know about spider goats that are part goat, part spider, that produce body armor in their milk. You've read about the super salmon. That university studies have shown will extinct the normal salmon that are in the ocean. And these salmon, different varieties have been mixed with other fish, insects, plants. The list goes on and on. You see, that's the real thing. You're eating corn. You're eating a GMO potato. And it's had insect genes and other traits added to it. It's had pharmacological traits in the BT corn and other crops where a pesticide is engineered to grow inside the corn to where field mice and insects can't eat it. If they do, they die. But then you are fed this. My point is, as we prepare to enter 2012, we have a global ruling class that are playing God and who, quite frankly, don't know what they're doing. I mean, they were able to foresee with their futurists and their think tanks, hiring the top minds in the world, what could be done. But they are endangering the planet itself while constantly distracting the public with fake environmental crises like carbon dioxide that is 0.0360 of the atmosphere. The New World Order, simply put, are people trying to play God. They've studied how humans operate as if they were an alien coming here from a foreign planet. They have funded literally hundreds and hundreds of universities for more than 150 years to study every facet of psychological, spiritual, physical processes that take place. And they have tested and refined incredible tools of social control, propaganda, chemical control through the water and food supply. This is all on record. The globalists have also, for at least 80 years, engaged in lethal chemical and biological as well as radiological tests on prisoners, foster children, military personnel. The list goes on and on. You know about injecting people with syphilis. You know about the horrors of children being radiated by the thousands in atomic studies. You know about forced sterilizations going on right into the 1980s, or at least you should know about that. That is only the tip of the iceberg. And it's being done to test these systems, but also to test the personnel and to create larger pools of individuals that will carry out these type of activities because they enjoy the power, because they believe the end justifies the means. The point is the global ruling class believe they are a separate species from us and openly write about this. They believe they have transcended the common man and are actively trying to poison and also socially dumb down the general population so that we will fit in to the mold and the typecast that they've made for us. So when you see movies like John Carpenter's classic or this new one that just came out, remember that the real world is a lot stranger than what Hollywood screenwriters can come up with. And sure, it's not as sexy, it's not as shocking as a young heroine fighting the monster from deep space. And there aren't bodies splitting apart and spewing out tentacles with razor-sharp teeth. And heroes standing up to it with flamethrowers and dynamite. No, in this war, the thing, the globalist system of control is simply taking over species after species, infecting every major food crop, every staple food animal, and splicing new systems into their DNA that irrevocably spread into the entire family. Take the case of corn, going back over a decade, close to 90% of all known corn varieties, and there are thousands originating in Mexico, have now been infected. And the latest numbers I saw is that there is no known major cultivated crop, unless it's in closed laboratories, that has not been infected. Everything is being infected. So in The Thing, it shows under an electron microscope the alien cells metastasizing and taking over the natural cells of the husky or of the human that it's infected. But in reality, this is already happening to us. But it doesn't happen right away. You see, if a GMO crop was put out that caused people to mutate and bleed out and die or turn into something else right in front of you, you would recognize it as a threat. But because it's a slow, creeping, methodical death, you're not aware of it. We're designed to face a frontal assault, a saber-toothed cat jumping out against a troop of hunting Cro-Magnon. We are not designed to deal with poison that's been added into our environment. We're designed to just basically adapt to it or die. And so the globalists have developed a very, very sophisticated, soft-kill, incremental, ambient, genetic Armageddon takeover system where it just slowly is ramped up. If you look, please, for you and your family's sake, and for the future of this planet and the life forms that developed here over untold eons, there is a total revolution by the, quote, scientific class in their lust for power, in their lust for extended life, in their lust for super weapons to dominate the globe. They have already opened up 1,000 times 1,000 Pandora's boxes. And if you just look at the admitted studies in guinea pigs, rats, mice, dogs, monkeys, where the life cycles are in weeks, months, or years, instead of human life cycles being in around 76 years. In every major study, within three generations, with every major GMO crop, where they've had cross-species splicing and genetic chimera cross-clone manipulation, in every case, within three generations, the genitals shrivel up to nothing. Fertility goes down to almost zero.
Those that ate the genetically engineered soy, they didn't actually show the problems in the first generation. The second generation was slower growth, slower onset for maturity, but by the third generation, that's when nearly all of the adults had lost the ability to have babies.
There are more horror movie type mutations where most of the young are born dead or deformed, or the young are born small, mentally retarded, with hair growing out of their mouths, eyeballs on the back of their head. And within three generations, it does get like a John Carpenter movie, The Thing. This is not by accident. They stack these traits. And genetic engineers that we've interviewed who work for these companies have said, hey, this potato is sterilizing the rats. They're like, don't worry about that trait. Just move ahead. So there are Trojan horse traits that have been added to all of these. This is 21st century warfare. And, of course, that's just the tip of the iceberg when we talk about chimeras and cross-species clones and the island of Dr. Maru type things that are happening that H.G. Wells predicted over 100 years ago would come to fruition. The real revolution and why the globalists are so arrogant is they've created new classes of vaccines. They call them vaccines. That's a diversion. They're really genetically engineered nanotech, and they advertise it. Soon, we've already developed it, but soon we're going to get approval, they say, of a vaccine where you'll never be angry, you'll never be sad, or you'll never want to drink alcohol or use cocaine, because the virus actually goes in and changes your brain chemistry. Listen to me. The facts are in. Please, for your own sake and the sake of our species, let's not let these control freak psychopaths mutilate and vandalize and irrevocably damage the biosphere and the ancient genetic system of this planet so they can be on a power trip and play God. Look at the fruits of the New World Order. Most cancers have more than tripled in the last two decades. Diabetes has doubled in the last decade. All sorts of new cancers that never existed before are now appearing. Scores of vaccines have been found to be implanted with sterilants, cancer viruses, microplasms, nanotech microplasms that are purely artificial. The United States has the highest rates of every major cancer in the world, including breast cancer. And the system always talks about giving more money when you buy food or go to a movie to try to create cures for breast cancer, instead of finding out why it's all skyrocketing, why pancreatic cancer is skyrocketing, and why the system's trying to block vitamins and minerals from the public. Again, the globalist might as well be a space alien from 15 trillion miles away who crashed in Antarctica and got dug up and wants to wreck this planet and totally genetically absorb it, like John Carpenter's The Thing. Might as well be. The globalist covered up the fact that Fukushima was many times Chernobyl and that the radiation levels were rising all across the United States. And so the EPA's response was just to raise the level of isotopes, in some cases 100,000 times what they said was previously safe. This is the type of self-destructive, truly demonic is the only word to describe it, behavior that we see coming out of the ruling class. And it's time for people infected by cynicism and by a hatred of life to really ask yourself, is this what you want to be part of? The things that the globalists create are malformed abominations. The entire biosphere is being absorbed. It may already be irreversible. The life cycle of these rats and mice and guinea pigs is just a few years. And within three generations, near total infertility and addled mental retardation, total deformities, stillbirths, just a wreck species. We are eating the same stuff, but on average, we have offspring every 20 years. And already look at the mental retardation, all the new problems, all the new cancers, the diseases, and we are just one generation into this. The mercury alone in the vaccines, major study shows, is causing massive, irrevocable DNA damage that we're already seeing in this generation. If you're 25 years or so, the numbers are off the chart. But it's damaging the eggs of the girls that are being born now. And they've got cadaver studies on young children that have died, young girls, and they've looked at their eggs. They're nearly infertile. If an alien from a foreign planet wanted to come in and infiltrate and destroy humanity, it couldn't do a better job than the globalists have done. All right, you've been warned. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to break. We've got breaking Gardasil news dealing with sterilization tonight with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on the Nightly News. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Last July, a rare webinar was released that has since transformed lives all around the world. Now, viewed by over 100,000 people, the movement is growing stronger than ever. WaterWebinar.com. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Go to WaterWebinar.com now. Sign up for the webinar and see the shocking video footage with your own eyes. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body and your drinking water. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. See the webinar before it's taken off the web. There's still time. Go to www.waterwebinar, that's WEBINAR.com now.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the Infowarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
They railed against the crown, another ragtag band.
They railed against the crown,
another ragtag band. Declaring independence. They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down.
In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty.
Liberty
for but their descendants.
Thanks to the renegades.
Free today.
Free today. Thanks to the renegades.
We're free today.
We're free today.
Thank God for the renegades and the lives they lead far ahead of their time. Without the renegades, Lord knows where we'd be. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. The globalists have sought to dominate humanity for thousands of years, and now they're doing it through chemical, biological, overlaid with programming. And this was predicted years ago privately, and now it's been confirmed. Since Gardasil's been given to 20-something million girls, fertility has plunged. Teen pregnancy has plunged, and you're going to find those girls aren't going to be having any kids. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on with that tonight. Anytime a government comes out and says you got to take something and runs the hoax and lies about the deaths in the trials, and it turns out the virus, accidentally was almost completely intact, accidentally bound to the adjuvant, causing an autoimmune disorder. And now they want the Mexican government has been promised billions in aid, and part of the agreement is they give all their girls a shot. But you're not going to hear your Mexican-American center in town tell you, look out. They're going to tell you all day about Raza this, Raza that. They're going to make sure your Raza's deader than a hammer. What's it say? The lover of life's not a sinner. The ending is just the beginner. The closer you get to the meaning, the sooner you'll know you're dreaming. Well, if it seems to be real, it's illusion. For every moment of truth, there's confusion in life. Love can be seen as the answer, but nobody bleeds for the dancer. And it's on and on, on and on and on. It's heaven and hell. Mexico, now one of its most popular gods, is the Grim Reaper. And death will come. And we love death here in America. I saw old women on the flight to Las Vegas to do a TV report with skulls all over their purses. People think skulls are tough. Skulls mean something. Every army that wears a skull brings death and evil. Our military never had skulls on its flags until World War II. They thought, we'll be tough like those Nazis. We'll put skulls on things. Symbols, signets, logos mean something. Let my symbol be life. Let my symbol be a child or a field or a bird, something healthy, something happy, something good. Not death. There'll be time enough for that. And this system is an attack on the life force and the regenerative systems of life itself. It is a takeover. As we covered in that incredible piece, I haven't named it yet. We're going to get it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the next few hours. I'll give you, before the show ends, the name of that special video report on the takeover of the human system, the end of humanity. The end of man, the end of humankind, the extermination, the soft kill, genetic Armageddon. Third hour straight ahead. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.